Hello and happy Wednesday. This is an awesome day. This is really fun and exciting for us because here on Wednesday is when we share these morning and evening devotionals with everyone. So regardless if you're a Patreon member or if you just listen to us on another platform of Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is, this day we put out this devotional for everyone. If you haven't known, or this is maybe the first time someone shared it with you, our Patreon members experience these small little devotionals from Charles Spurgeon every single day, Monday through Friday. With that being said, why don't you join us for today's morning reading of the morning and evening devotional. Place which is called Calvary. Luke 23, verse 33. The hill of comfort is the hill of Calvary. The house of consolation is built with the wood of the cross. The temple of heavenly blessing is found upon the riven rock, riven by the spear which pierced his side. No scene in sacred history ever gladdens the soul like Calvary's tragedy. Is it not strange the darkest hour that ever dawned on sinful earth should touch the heart with softer power for comfort than an angel's mirth? To the cross the mourner's eye should turn sooner than where the stars of Bethlehem burn. Light springs from the midday, midnight of Golgotha, and every herb of the field blooms sweetly beneath the shadow of the once accursed tree. In that place of thirst, grace hath dug a fountain which ever gusheth with waters pure as crystal, each drop capable of alleviating the woes of mankind. You who have had your seasons of conflict will confess that it was not at Olivet that you ever found comfort. Not on the hill of Sinai, nor on Tabor, but Gethsemane, Gabbatha, and Golgotha have been a means of comfort to you. The bitter herbs of Gethsemane have often taken away the bitters of your life. The scourge of Gabbatha has often scourged away your cares. And the groans of Calvary yields us comfort rare and rich. We never should have known Christ's love in all its heights and depths if he had not died, nor could we guess the Father's deep affection if he had not given his Son to die. The common mercies we enjoy all sing of love, just as the seashell, when we put it to our ears, whispers of the deep sea whence it came. But if we desire to hear the ocean itself, we must not look at everyday blessings, but at the transactions of the crucifixion. He who would know love, let him retire to Calvary and see the man of sorrows die. Our deep comfort is the greatest tragedy to befall somebody. The fact that we have grace, that we can have peace in our soul, that we can find comfort in temptation and in trials and in suffering, is because there was one who took on all of those things willingly to the cross so that we can find comfort in him. We wear sometimes on our bodies or as on a shirt this symbol of torture, this symbol of death and humiliation and terror. We wear it proudly because it is the symbol of restoration, where destruction was fully made, we have new life given. I've heard some people accustom it to wearing a electric chair necklace or an electric chair t-shirt. This kind of grotesque view of something so horrific and wearing it around proudly with bright colors and silver or gold. Yet, it is our hope in life and death, the fact that our Christ, our Messiah, would take on such a suffering for us. And these ways of thinking of Golgotha, the place of the skull, or Gabbatha, where Jesus was tried and scourged, all of those things give us peace. So, Christian, when you feel lowest, when you feel most desperate and in despair, go to the place where suffering was made complete, where the man, the God-man Christ Jesus, took pain, took death to the grave, and came back with life and resurrection. Meditate on these things, hide them in your heart, give glory to the King.